S&P futures are sitting at 7,479 as of this morning, up about 14 points. The market is trying to hold itself together through a complex set of simultaneous pressures: AI stock volatility, geopolitical risk in the Middle East, tariff uncertainty, and what JP Morgan's Phil Camporeale is calling a generational buying opportunity in the AI sector. Let me take that JP Morgan call seriously for a moment, because it is not just marketing. Camporeale's specific argument is that recent pullbacks in AI-related equities reflect profit-taking during low summer trading volume rather than any fundamental reassessment of AI's economic value. The distinction matters. Low liquidity sell-offs can create dislocations where assets trade at prices that don't reflect their long-term fundamentals, and those dislocations are historically good entry points for patient capital.
The NVIDIA situation complicates that picture in an interesting way. Shares slid on news of a $250 billion OpenAI backstop arrangement that spooked investors. The concern, as best I understand it, is that if NVIDIA is on the hook as part of an arrangement to financially backstop OpenAI at that scale, it introduces a contingent liability that markets had not priced in. Separately, SpaceX shares hit a new post-IPO low in the broader tech sell-off. These two data points together suggest that even the most beloved names in AI infrastructure are not immune to the current sentiment.
The housing market story from Ryan Serhant is useful context for where consumer spending pressure is coming from. His framework of four Americas: cash buyers, financed buyers, locked-in homeowners, and builders, is a cleaner way to describe what the data shows. The locked-in homeowners cohort is the key variable: people who bought or refinanced at 2-3% rates who will not sell because doing so means trading into a 6.5-7% mortgage. That locks inventory out of the market and keeps prices elevated for financed buyers, while cash buyers face less competition from financed rivals. The result is a market that looks frozen from the outside, but is actually bifurcating rapidly along wealth lines.
The Trump administration ending Medicare drug plan subsidies is the market story that gets underpriced today. Eliminating $3.6 billion in annual insurer subsidies that held down Part D premiums for approximately 25 million seniors is going to push those premiums higher, which means higher out-of-pocket costs for seniors on fixed incomes right before midterm elections. The insurance sector will absorb some of this through margin compression, but probably not all of it. The political timing is the analytical puzzle. Cutting a senior benefit 6 months before the midterms is either supremely confident or genuinely miscalculated.
The USMCA story is one I have been tracking carefully. Trump saying he would rather be independent than update the North American Free Trade Agreement, while Canada's trade minister is literally on a plane to Washington for talks, sends a market signal about North American supply chain stability that every manufacturer with cross-border operations has to respond to. Canada represents about $430 billion in annual U.S. exports. Walking away from a trilateral framework does not make those flows disappear, but it replaces predictable rules with unpredictable executive discretion. And that uncertainty has a cost that gets priced into every investment decision along the supply chain.
The Samsung DRAM expansion story closes that supply chain loop. Samsung is consolidating operations and building new capacity at its Hwaseong campus, specifically to raise output by about 15% by year end. And the explicit reason given is keeping Apple from turning to Chinese suppliers. That is a customer retention strategy masquerading as a capital expenditure plan, and it reflects the leverage Apple now has in memory procurement. If Samsung does not deliver the capacity, Apple's next best option is a Chinese supplier, which creates a geopolitical problem for the entire partnership.
Samsung's willingness to spend that capital now, under those conditions, tells you something about how seriously they take the risk of losing Apple as an anchor customer.